Pakistan's opposition is challenging a decision to dissolve parliament and hold a new election in the next 90 days. The Supreme Court is hearing a petition.
Azad Qaisar, Speaker, Qaumi Assembly.
The move came after a no-confidence motion against Prime Minister Imran Khan was dismissed without a vote. The Deputy Speaker says the motion was part of a plot by what he calls foreign powers. The opposition believes it had the numbers to oust Khan. Osama bin Javed is in Islamabad. And earlier he spoke to Bilawal Bhutto, chairman of the Pakistan People's Party, who said avoiding a no-confidence motion amounted to a coup by the Prime Minister.
As Pakistan goes into this political crisis, the opposition says the only route that it has available is via the Supreme Court of Pakistan. And with us is the chairman of the Pakistan People's Party from the coalition, which says that it has the numbers in the parliament and they are going to defeat Imran Khan according to the constitution of Pakistan. Thank you very much for speaking to her, Bilawal Bhutto Zardari. Tell us, isn't it correct course of action to go for elections? Why is the opposition against it?
No one's against elections. In fact, the whole reason that we brought the no confidence against Mr. Khan is that the opposition believes the 2018 elections were heavily compromised. And in order to go towards new elections, free and fair elections, we first had to remove Mr. Khan and then conduct electoral reforms, and all of our demand was this, that we have early elections. What Mr. Khan has done today is not only unconstitutional, it's a coup attempt. The constitution of Pakistan has one legitimate democratic means to remove the Prime Minister of Pakistan, and that's through a no-confidence motion. Our constitution does not allow for them to not hold voting today on the no-confidence motions as they did. Our constitution does not allow the Speaker to prorogue the session as they have done. Our constitution does not allow the President of Pakistan to try and dissolve the assemblies while a no-confidence motion is pending. So all that he has done today is not to force a free and fair election, it's to force an unfair election, to create a constitutional crisis, and as I said, it's a coup attempt. We've challenged it in the Supreme Court, and we have expectations that the Supreme Court, according to the rules of the National Assembly of Pakistan, after the Speaker and the Deputy Speaker, there's a panel of chairmen. On the panel of chairmen was former Speaker Yar Sadiq Saab, who, once the Deputy Speaker left, took over the chair and continued on the voting for the no-confidence motion. So the united opposition showed the people of Pakistan and showed the world that 195 people today voted in favor of our motion and against Imran Khan. In order to save himself from that defeat and that embarrassment, Mr. Khan has run away from today's no-confidence vote. But in doing so, he's broken our constitution.
And what happens next? Because this is a constitutional crisis in Pakistan. The government says it's a dissolved the assembly. You are going to go to the court. The people of Pakistan, the man out in the street, they're confused on what is happening because the allegations are that the opposition has been paying money, they've been using force, they're using means, and also there's an international conspiracy to oust Imran Khan. So what happens to Pakistan?
Imran Khan's defense is everything in the kitchen sink. He started with corruption, he ended up on foreign conspiracy, and I'm sure there's going to be a litany of other things that add on to this. But the people of Pakistan know the facts. They know that in 2018, a grave injustice was committed with the people of Pakistan when our elections were rigged, when no party enjoyed an equal playing field. And the people of Pakistan has seen for 3 years the Prime Minister that I have named the Prime Minister-elect conduct himself in an undemocratic manner. The people of Pakistan believe in democracy. The people of Pakistan want out of this crisis. This is a crisis of Imran Khan's own making. And inshallah ta'ala, the united opposition will work together. We won't allow Imran to be successful in this coup, and we will take the people of Pakistan out of this crisis.
Is there a role for the military here? Are you afraid that this could lead to a military coup? And what is the role of the military has been in here? Because when you say selected, it is implied that it was selected by the
establishment. This selected term is meant to allude exactly as it does. And I think what is important to note that is the establishment in all institutions of Pakistan, once this no-confidence motion and opposition protest came forth, they've taken a decision to be apolitical. And our constitution and our law demands that such institutions remain apolitical. This is a welcome decision, just as I will stand up before you or before the people of Pakistan and condemn anyone who is violating the Constitution. I should also support and welcome those that that work within the constitutional and legal framework. And thus far, that has happened. In fact, Mr. Khan's complaint is this. Mr. Khan doesn't want free and fair elections. Mr. Khan doesn't want a democratic Pakistan. He wants a Pakistan where he gets to rule by fiat and he is supported undemocratically to continue his rule. The people of Pakistan won't allow it and we won't allow it.
Mr. Bhutto Zardari, thank you very much for speaking to us there. You go, that's the chairman of the Pakistan People's Party, telling us his view. They are going to the court in the next few hours. There is expected to be some movement on this plea to try and settle this constitutionally. But as of now, Pakistan stands at a constitutional crisis where there is a government, according to the opposition, and the assemblies stand dissolved by the rule of the by the order of the president of Pakistan.